Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I read in the Times Standard about the fuss over an employee's added time and how it would confuse the system if she got paid for doing something necessary to make whatever the situation was done correctly. They, the supervisors, talked about pensions and other things 20 years into the future. Are they making something out of nothing? Pay the gal for what she did and get on with it. If I read the paper correctly, the sheriff got a bigger raise than lots of people make in a month for taking on the coroner's job. I have no argument with the man being compensated for his work, but does he do all of it himself? Doesn't he have deputy coroners who actually do most of the work? When I was working, if I got off and there was a big jam at the check stands, I'd take an unused register and help clear them out until they changed the system and you couldn't do it anymore. My coworker and I used to come in up before Thanksgiving and sort, weigh, and price out special orders because the boss wouldn't schedule time for it during the week. He asked once, very grumpily, "How much is this going to cost me?" I said, "Nothing, boss. We're doing this for us, not you." So I say compensate the workers for what they do, especially if they are doing it for the good of the business or the county in this case. My church, Calvary Lutheran, has been working hard to get food distribution plans for the less fortunate among us on track. We already do a free monthly lunch for the neighbors and all who can make it there. Some of those who come are kids from the Boys and Girls Club building down the street from us, and it's very satisfying to hear all the chatter from the kids as they eat. We are currently preparing, with the help of Betty Chin's group and the good folks at my fellow commenter Dan Price's Presbyterian Church's kitchen, to take on hot food deliveries to a local motel, home to many of those less fortunate than ourselves. I personally can't do much, but our pastor, Pat Higgins, is very community-oriented and has fired up the congregation to get the job done. If you are interested in following a local athlete or two, my grandson Nate Madsen, or Big Nate as he was called, is doing well at Fresno State football, being switched from defensive end to nose guard, and getting some good write-ups in the Fresno Bee. You can Google FresnoBee.com/football Nate Madsen to see what they have to say about him. He met this last weekend with his former teammate Zach Stone, who is a closer for his school's baseball team. Friday evening, March the 20th, Calvary Lutheran Church, across from Alice Burney School. The Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the Raphael Trio, piano on two strings, 7:30 p.m., great artists. Meet the artist reception to follow the concert. Be there. This is the ECMS's 20th year of providing top-notch entertainment to Eurekans. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.